Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to play a few hundred records, we'll spend some time in the kitchen, do some shooting, and play some miscellaneous and adorable records. Yesterday, August 15th, marked the birth in 1912 in Pasadena, California, of Julia McWilliams. Doesn't ring a bell? Well, if not, you certainly know her by her married name, Julia Child. I won't go into her biography here, but I am thankful to her for introducing me to monkfish and chilled cucumber soup. So to commemorate Julia Child, we're going to spend some time in the kitchen, beginning with Ben Burney.
Take so much to make me happy. So when the job is over every day, to sit beside the fire is all that I desire, and just to help me pass the time away. Oh, the old kitchen kettle keeps singing a song for me. And as long as the kettle keeps singing a song, I'm happy as I can be. I have me ups and I have me downs, but I keep smiling when the whole world frowns, 'cause the old kitchen kettle keeps singing a song for me. There's a cuckoo clock to greet me on the mantel, a dog that lies contented at my feet, a cozy easy chair to rock away my care, and just to make the picture quite complete. Oh, the old kitchen kettle keeps singing a song for me. And as long as the kettle keeps singing a song, I'm happy as I can be. I may be rich, I may be poor, but when the wolves are howling round my door, oh, the old kitchen kettle keeps singing a song for me. I go to bed and wake up next morning with a great big head. But the old kitchen kettle keeps singing a song for me.
Thank you. I can't do without my kitchen man. While about his turnip top, likes the way he warms my chop, I can't do without my kitchen man. Anybody means too much to me, and you ain't heard the half. Oh, his jelly roll is so nice and hot, never fails to touch a spot. I can't do without my kitchen man. His frankfurters are all so sweet, how I like his sausage meat. I can't do without my kitchen man. Oh, how that boy can open clams, no one else can touch my hands. I can't do without my kitchen man. Anytime he wants to, why, he can use my sugar bowl. Oh, his bologna's really worth a try, never fails to satisfy. I can't do without my kitchen man.
Well, things are sure hot and steamy in that kitchen. That was the Empress of the Blues, Bessie Smith, accompanied by Clarence Williams on piano and Eddie Lang on guitar, and Kitchen Man from May 8, 1929. Kitchen Man was written by Andy Razaf and Alex Beledna. Before that, it was Ray Miller and his orchestra in A Kitchenette from December 9, 1929. In A Kitchenette was written by Al Dubin, Joe Burke, and Archie Blyer, and was preceded by Paul Van Loan and his orchestra and Kitchen Stove from a Cameo 78 waxed around October 5th, 1923. We began with Ben Burney and All the Lads, with Ben performing double duty providing the vocal on The Old Kitchen Kettle from February 1st, 1933. Some kitchen songs to commemorate the birthday of Julia Child, August 15th, 1912. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. We're going to call this next segment Miscellaneous, because these songs don't have any kind of a theme tying them together, but I do have a specific reason for playing each one, which I'll explain at the end.
And incidentally, baby, how are you? How's your uncle, how's your auntie, and the folks around the shanty, and incidentally, baby, how are you? How's your father and your mother and the brother I could smother? And incidentally, baby, how are you? How's the cooking and the washing and the plumbing coming along? Is the coffee that you're making just as strong as your love for me? How's your uncle and his missus and the folks who count our kisses? And incidentally, baby, how are you?
I'll find you come out, wherever you are. Behind a cloud or up in a star. Come out, come out, come out, wherever you are. We haven't met, but it'll be sweet. We'll play and sing the very moment we meet. Come out, come out, come out wherever you are. I spied you on the Milky Way. I spied you where the daffodils play. I spied you in your hideaway. Hi-o the merry-o, what do you say? Come out, wherever you are. Behind the cloud away up in a star. Come out, come out, come out wherever you
Rosemarie, who was actually about 10 years old in 1933 when that record, Come Out, Wherever You Are, was made. She dropped the baby in Baby Rosemarie shortly after this. We're playing that because Rosemarie just yesterday celebrated her 86th birthday, born Rosemarie Mazzetta in New York City on August 15, 1923. She began performing at age 3 and by age 5 had her own radio show. She was later billed as the darling of the airwaves and is now best remembered as Sally Rogers on the Dick Van Dyke Show. We're certainly glad that she's still with us, and we wish her a very happy birthday. Come Out, Wherever You Are was written by Arthur Freed, Al Hoffman, and Al Goodhart. Before that, we heard Sousa's Band from all the way back on November 19, 1915, and New York Hippodrome, composed by the March King, John Philip Sousa. The famous vaudeville house, the Hippodrome in New York City, was used for the last time on this day, August 16th, in 1939. In ancient Greece, hippodromes were open-air stadia with an oval course for horse and chariot races, but there were a number of venues called the Hippodrome around the U.S. in the early 20th century. Not really theaters, not really nightclubs, they were designed for entertainment and presenting the wide variety of vaudeville acts, including dancing, music, comedy, and skits. We began with Fred Rich and his orchestra, with Irving Kaufman providing the vocal on How's Your Uncle from September 30th, 1931. Why? Well, because on the June 28th show, I announced that record, but inadvertently played the flip side, Red-Headed Baby. So, although belatedly, there you have How's Your Uncle.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Last week, August 13th, marked the birth in 1860 in Ohio of Phoebe Ann Oakley Mosee, better known as Annie Oakley. For 17 years, beginning in 1885, she was the star attraction in Buffalo Bill Cody's Wild West show. So here to commemorate Annie Oakley's considerable sharpshooting skill are some rapidly rotating records about shooting, beginning with Adelaide Hall. ¶¶
climb, but I'll make it 'cause I'm shooting
me.
Dogs, ain't no Roy Harvey. Hello, Roy. How you getting along?
Hello, Charlie. Looks like you're having some music around here. Who
yes,
is that
boy,
you got with you there?
That's old Lonnie Austin. Don't you know him?
Oh, yeah. That's that old boy we used to play with up on Shooting Creek.
Yes, boy.
You remember that old tune you used to play Shooting Creek?
Yes, boy. Have you got your guitar with you?
I reckon I have got it.
Boy, I suppose we had a little tune here.
All right, just wait till I roll down my britches and get these overshoes off and we'll go.
All right.
All right. I step on it.
Nobody ride with Ida. Ida Red, she live in town. She weighs 440 pounds. Going up Shit Creek, going in run. Going up Shit Creek, have a little fun.
Whip it, boy, whip.
Ida Red, she's a darn old fool. Trying to put a saddle on her. Up the road and across the creek, can't get a letter but once a week. Going up Shit Creek, going in run. Going up Shit Creek, have a little fun. Going up Shit Creek, going in run. Take my raise and the Gatling gun. Going up Shit Creek, going in run. Going up Shit Creek, have a little fun.
Boy, I wish we was going up Shit Creek.
Going up Shit Creek, going in run. Take my rain and the Gatling gun. Going up Shit Creek, going in run. Going up Shit Creek, have a little fun.
Best people in the world.
Going up Shit Creek, going in run. Going up Shit Creek, have a little fun. Going up Shit Creek, going in run. Going up Shit Creek, have a little fun.
Thank you.
Joseph C. Smith's orchestra from all the way back on December 16th, 1918, and Girl Behind the Gun, composed by Ivan Carroll, C-A-R-Y-L-L. Ivan Carroll was born in Liege, Belgium on May 12, 1861, and was a conductor at the Lyric Theatre in London before moving to the U.S. He wrote about 40 operettas and musical comedies, including Girl Behind the Gun, which opened at the New Amsterdam Theatre on September 16, 1918, and ran for 160 performances. The show and song have nothing to do with Annie Oakley, but are about a World War I soldier who is home on leave. Before that, it was Charlie Poole and the North Carolina Ramblers and Shootin' Creek, recorded July 23, 1928. Shootin' Creek refers to a region in Franklin County in southwest Virginia, which was famous for home-based whiskey distilleries, which were apparently frequently visited by Charlie Poole. We began that shooting set with Adelaide Hall with Willie Lewis and his entertainers and I'm Shootin' High, written by Jimmy McHugh and Ted Kohler. That recording is from May 5, 1936. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. At the top of the show, I said we were going to play several hundred records. Well, not exactly. Last week I received a nice email from listener Kay asking to hear 100 Years from Today, and I'm happy to play it along with a couple of other 100 records. Get it?
Anything to convince your heart I'm 100% for you. It would surely be very small of me if my love for you wasn't true. So I'm advertising that all of me is 100% for you. 98%, no, sir. 99%, no, sir. Gonna be content, yes, sir. Satisfied with you by my side. You're the only one who can boss my heart. You're the only one who will do. Honestly and truly and cross my heart, I'm 100% for you.
Life is such a great adventure. Learn to live it as you go. No one in the world can censure what we do here below. Don't save your kisses, just pass them around. You'll find my reason is logically sound. Who's going to know that you passed them around 100 years from today? Why crave a penthouse that's fit for a queen? You're nearer heaven on Mother's green. If you had millions, what would they all mean 100 years from today? So laugh and sing, make love a thing, be happy while you may. There's always one beneath the sun who's bound to make you feel that way. The moon is shining, and that's a good sign. Cling to me closer and say you'll be mine. Remember, darling, we won't see it shine 100 years from today. 100 years from today. The moon is shining, and that's a good sign. Cling to me closer and say you'll be mine. Remember, darling, we won't see it shine 100 years from today. Oh, 100 years from today.
It's 100 to 1 I'm in love. It's 100 to 2 that it's you. It's 100 to 3, what a lucky boy I'll be. With you in my arms, all your honey loving charm. Say it's 100 to 4, there'll be more. It's 100 to 5, love's arrived. It's 106 and 107 that I'm on my way to heaven. It's 100 to 1, it's 100 to 1, it's 100 to 1, I'm in love.
It's 100 to 1, I'm in love. It's 100 to 2, that it's you. It's 100 to 3, what a lucky boy I'll be. When you're in my arms, with all your love and charm. It's 100 to 4, there'll be more.
I said there'll be more.
It's 100 to 5, love's arrived.
Oh, love arrived.
It's 106 and 107, that I'm on my way to heaven. It's 100 to 1, it's 100 to 1, it's 100 to 1, I'm in love.
Thank you. four.
Come on, let's go.
It's 106 and 7 that I'm on my way to heaven. It's 100 to 1. It's 100 to 1. It's 100 to 1. I'm in love.
There's that band again, Dick Juergens and his orchestra with the vocal by Eddie Howard and the band, and it's 100 to 1. That record will be 70 years old in a couple of days, having been recorded in Chicago on August 19, 1939. Before that, we heard 100 Years from Today, written by Victor Young, Ned Washington, and Joe Young. Kay had requested the Casaloma Orchestra's version, but I don't have that, so you got Jack Teagarden with Victor Young leading the band on November 11, 1933. We started off with Joy Lynn with Don Bester and his orchestra and I'm 100% for You, written by Ben Oakland and Mitchell Parrish for the Cotton Club Parade Review. That's from November 28, 1934, and is not to be confused with the earlier 1931 song, I'm for You 100%, written by Billy Rose, James Dryenforth, and Carol Gibbons. That was recorded by Lee Morris and her Bluegrass Boys, Carol Gibbons, Smith Ballou, and Ted Weems and his orchestra with Parker Gibbs.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
I'm sure that listener Kay was thinking of me when she also requested to hear What Makes You So Adorable by Carol Gibbons and the Savoy Hotel Orpheans, but I don't have that either. I do, however, have it by the Roy Fox Band with Al Boley as part of this set of adorable songs.
You don't need wings. What makes you so adorable? Oh, I'd like to know. What makes me love you so?
Thank you.
deplorable. Who dreams dreams that won't come true? Sadness is gone since we parted. I'm all alone, broken hearted. Dearest adorable, I'll always love you.
Thank you. I adore, adorable you. You have made my fondest dreams come true. That's why I'm living for adorable you. I used to read of you in fairy tale books. I never knew how much I missed until I learned that you exist. And when I hear you whisper, dear, I do, how much more I'll adore adorable you.
We began that adorable set with Al Boley with the Ray Fox Band at the Monsignor Restaurant in London and the musical question, What Makes You So Adorable? From June 10th, 1932. Last segment I mentioned I'm For You 100%, and Al Boley also recorded that on April 13th, 1932 with Roy Fox. Next, it was Adrian Schubert and his Salon Orchestra with the Strollers Quartet providing the vocal refrain and Dearest Adorable from a Romeo 78 wax February 18th, 1930. That was followed by Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra with the vocal duo of Gladys Rice and Carl Matthew on Adorable, recorded July 8, 1926. We finished up with Adrian Schubert once again, this time with the vocal by Jerry White and Adorable You from July 2, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.